As we study upon God's will, then sometimes we actually need to step back and see that it is important to study God's will, as opposed to me, you know, getting on the program and talking to you about just any number of things that you may find rather interesting or humorous, and yet would not allow us to actually be closer to God. If we're going to study the Lord's will, then we need to understand the statement that Jesus made in John 5 and verse 39, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think that ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." So Jesus himself pointed out that if you look into the Bible Scriptures, then they will actually show you the way of Christ, the way that leads to eternal life. I would like to talk to you, therefore, this afternoon about the importance of Bible study. The importance of Bible study is something that is stressed constantly by members of the Churches of Christ, as you've probably noticed, not only over this program, but any others that are given from various congregations around in this community and wherever it is that you go. One of the hallmarks of the church, and we wish it were even stressed more, is that we are people of the book, and that if the book teaches it, then that's exactly what we're going to follow. Now, some people out there, of course, may think that they're following the way of God, and there are any number of people, even of us over at Mount Gilead, that may be confused or misunderstand certain things about the Word of God, but we know that in principle, the Word of God is absolutely true, and it is true, and that if we'll just follow it, then we will correct ourselves and be able to correct any kind of error or problem that may exist in our lives and that may, raise its ugly head out there. The work of the church is to make sure that we live pure in the sight of God. I don't know how to do that unless I'm living according to the blessed commandments of the Lord as given forth in the Bible. I don't know about Jesus unless I read in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I don't know exactly what he wants from me unless I study on his Great Commission and how it was carried out in the books after the book of John. I don't really understand the Lord's plan down through history and know where I came from and where I'm going to, unless I study on everything from the end in Genesis to the amen in Revelation. We need it all. This is the importance of Bible study. Now, let's say that you were in school, and many of you may be at this point in your life, but let's pretend that we're all still back in school. Teacher's going to give you a quiz. Are they going to quiz you over just any old thing? No, obviously they're going to quiz you over the material that you're expected to know. Anymore in schools, they're really concerned about the state tests that are administered at the end of the year, and the schools are judged upon the basis of how the students did in those tests. Well, what if we just simply told the students, well, we're not going to teach you according to the standards of the things that you're supposed to know about for this test, but instead we're going to teach you about any old thing out here and then hope that you do the best you can? Well, obviously not. We, in fact, pay our teachers to make sure that those children are instructed in those things that they are going to be tested over and those things that will prepare them to make a living. Therefore, if you're in church, why should we expect it to be any different? We will be appearing before God at the judgment day, and at the judgment seat of Christ, we will answer for the deeds done in the body, whether they be good or evil, and the Lord has said himself that the Word of God will judge us on that day. Being judged by the Word of God means that I have an interest in knowing that what I'm doing is exactly what God said is in His Word. So why should I study the Bible? Because it shows me that I am somebody who is noble if I'm interested in studying it. In Acts chapter 17 and in verse 11, the Bible says that these were more noble than those of Thessalonica. That is, the Berean people were more noble. Why? Well, because it says they searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. So they wanted to make sure, is Paul really telling us the truth? Because that's exactly what we want. We want to study the Bible because it shows us to have a good and noble character. That quality is great for a person to have, that they want to get to the bottom of something and they want to be right. And God loves that kind of quality about people. It keeps us, if we respect the Bible, from making rules contradictory to God's will. Once again, I don't know what the Lord wants unless He tells me in His revealed will. Since God isn't giving me my own personal message, you know, He doesn't wake me up in the middle of the night and say, now, Tim, here's what I expect you to do tomorrow. And regardless of how some people may feel that the Lord speaks to them, He's not doing it for them either. Instead, God has left us His divinely inspired will. And if I will pay attention to it, then it keeps me from making up my own rules, which would go against the will of God. I want you to notice a passage in Matthew chapter 15 in the first 6 verses. It says that the scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread?" He answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?" And then he explained to them the commandment that they were going against. If they didn't know the will of God, then it would be easier for them to put up any old kind of rule, you know, that is put in place by man and say, well, we're going to follow after this tradition or this rule. We have religious groups that do that around us all the time nowadays. They say, well, we're going to live like this, we're going to do that, and they make up any old rule they want. And they say, well, this is the way we've always done it, or at least the way we've always done it for a long, long time, longer than we can remember. It goes back generations. Well, if it didn't go back to the first century and the establishment of the church, it hasn't gone back far enough. And if it doesn't go back to the commandment of God, then it's liable to be a tradition that nullifies the will of God. And if I respect the Bible, if I respect what God wants, then study of the Bible keeps me from making rules contradictory to God's will. Just as the Jews made rules that were transgressing the commandment of God here in Matthew chapter 15. Also, I should study the Bible because it allows me to successfully apply the biblical principle of authority. What I mean by that is that God's Word tells us everything that we need to know. It gives us a complete revelation from Him, and there's really nothing else that is needful. There's nothing lacking in it. So I can go to God's Word, and if it's not in God's Word, then it must not be of anything of any significance, and I need to just leave it off. But if I want to know how to worship Him, if I want to know how to serve the Lord Jesus Christ to be prepared for Judgment Day, if I want to know how to be saved from my sins, you expect to find exact instructions in the Word of God, book, chapter, and verse, on these matters. And we need to stick solely by the Word of God and do exactly what it says. This is one of the great pleas of the churches of Christ. Instead of having our own creeds and our own traditions and ways, let's just do what we find in the Bible. And if we'll do that, then we'll do well. To have somebody that believes in the Bible principle of authority means that the Word of God will reign over my heart, that God will show His pleasure in me because I'm going to do exactly what He says. One way to illustrate this might be like this. Let's say here at the station and on this program, there were to all of a sudden here at the station be a telephone call that comes in. Now, the telephone call is answered by one of the workers here, and so then they hang up the phone. Now, does she have to walk in and tell me, say, look, this phone call was not for you? Well, obviously it wasn't for me. If it was for her, then it wasn't for me. But people all the time apply a different kind of rule for things in the Bible. They say, well, the Bible doesn't say not to, so I'll assume that God thinks that's what I'm supposed to do. The Bible doesn't really tell me that I'm not supposed to run around with flags around the church building and come back in and bang away on a piano or whatever. Therefore, I'm going to assume that that's what God wants me to do. Well, you don't make assumptions like that. You don't do that a lot of times in everyday life, least with the Word of God. You don't want to make any assumptions with it. If you just do what God's Word says, then there's plenty to do. You don't have to add a lot of time and trouble to that by assuming that something is to be done that is not in God's Word. It's complete, its revelation is good, and it is absolutely what we need, nothing more, nothing less. That's why Paul was able to say to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 in verses 15 through 17 that the Word of God is able to throughly furnish us unto every good work. Now, either God's Word can accomplish that or it cannot. I believe it can. And if we will make ourselves biblically literate, that is, understand the Word of God and demand the truth, then God will be pleased with us, even in this day and age. You know, it makes perfect sense for us to follow after the Word of God. Not only the passage that I started earlier with in Acts chapter 17 that shows that people have a noble character if they search the Scriptures, but also Jesus Himself said in John chapter 8 and verse 32, that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, the truth of God is, of course, simply His doctrine, His commandments. And if you go over in the book of John and look later on in that John chapter 8, it says in verse 46, "Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me?" Well, if God's Word tells you the truth today, it speaks to you and says, "He that believes and is baptized shall be saved." And if you don't believe that, then what kind of help do you have? It is the plain truth. Jesus says, if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? The plea of the churches of Christ, and of the Mount Gilead Church of Christ in particular, is to get us all to follow simply the truth, I believe that, and I believe every other statement that exists in the Bible. When it comes to the organization of God's people, when it comes to the work and worship of the church, when it comes to the need for the purity of life in the individual Christian in the church, the Bible tells me exactly what I need to know from God. It is the truth. So let's all respect that truth, understand the importance of Bible study, and go back and search the Scriptures, for in them you think that you have eternal life, and they testify to the truth of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to study upon this good Bible word yourself and see if what we have said is not so. And come by and see us at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, just north of T-ville, turning onto Mount Gilead Road, and you'll see us up there on the hill. Come by and see us on Sunday mornings, on Sunday evenings, or Wednesday night at Bible study, and you'll be receive a warm welcome. You'll be glad you did, and we invite you to come out whenever you can.